This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever thought about fighting a tiger or a lion?
That's what it's like. Okay, all right. That puts it in perspective.
Cheetah. Yeah, so it just depends on what, you know, what kind of rush style he's doing.
Okay,
if he's going down the middle, it's a tiger. Mm-hmm. He's going around the edge, it's a cheetah. And if he's doing a move, it's a whatever tiger, lion, mm-hmm. cheetah, bloody Black Panther. You know.
All right.
Yeah, it seems pretty challenging to try to block that guy. Welcome back. That was Jordan Mailata yesterday with Afternoon trying to describe what it's like to block a Myles Garrett. So we had a listener submission to what animal Hugh Douglas is.
It's honestly perfect.
What is it?
A panda, because he's stubborn and plant-based.
I am not stubborn. I'm just right.
Excuse me?
I am not stubborn. I ain't stubborn. Not at all.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
I was right.
They had just beat the Ravens in Baltimore.
They played tomato cans, Rock. They were playing tomato cans.
If you asked our listeners, is Hugh Douglas stubborn? I would say they'd all say yes.
You argued
for 2 years that defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
And he still won't go.
I still ain't gay that one. What are you talking about? I'm still on that train.
He's stubborn about not being stubborn.
That's how you know you're stubborn.
I am fair and balanced.
Fair and balanced?
Yes.
Oh, you're stubborn and you're plant-based. I mean, you're a panda. You are
with the mean streak in there.
Yeah, there is.
I don't have a mean streak. Okay, I do.
You look very pleasant on the outside, but don't get on your bad side.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard a comp better than Hugh Douglas panda. I mean, I'm going to strive to make a comp.
Also, aren't pandas like antisocial too?
I think they like to keep themselves.
I mean,
a little
this
bit.
Is they just want, it might be the best description of Hugh I've
like
ever
like a
heard.
Panda and his bamboo, Hugh and his gummy. They just leave him alone. They're good. I like this. It's a good one. All right,
2-1.
You shouldn't. That's a compliment. 215. Could you imagine trying to block a panda? Most offensive linemen could do that. That would they'd win. Like you won a lot with 80 sacks before we took some away. All right, 215-592-9494. We did mention, we'll get back to your phone calls, that the Eagles made a hire this morning. Hugh, they have a new quarterbacks coach because we lost Doug Nussmeier. He ran down to New Orleans with Kellen Moore. So we need a new quarterbacks coach. You know, Petullo's the new coordinator. He went from pass game coordinator to offensive coordinator. So that's his job. And then they hired Parks Frazier to be the new pass game guy. So the new quarterback coach, Hugh Douglas, is Scott Leffler. Scott Leffler is the new quarterbacks coach. And when he got hired, I saw he was Bowling Green's coach. So that was like, all right, I started looking into him. And I got to tell you, we got ourselves a character here. This guy's career, before we get into some of the particulars here, is all over the place. He was a quarterback at Michigan, where he crossed paths with Tom Brady and John Ritchie.
This is really...
Then he ended up as a coach, you know, he kind of moved his way, graduate assistant coach. He was the quarterback's coach on the 0-16 Lions in 2008. He coached at Temple. He has been at Bowling Green in recent years. And Hugh Douglas, we found this out this morning, that Scott Leffler is the first coach to ever be ejected in college football after getting 2 unsportsmanlike conduct penalties in the same game. Can we hear a little bit of that when Scott Leffler was ejected as a head coach at Bowling Green?
Scott Leffler still pleading his case for stuff going on that last drive as the Bulls, CS, Gators have the 4th best rushing offense How will that factor in during as the timeout, those two powers go?
A second unsportsmanlike conduct foul was called against Bowling Green head coach. That 15-yard penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. The Bowling Green head coach has been disqualified and ejected for the remainder of the game.
Wow. Right, so in. Scott Leffler joined right still after that second
coach.
Unsportsmanlike penalty. The first one happened on the last drive. Another one happened as he continued the conversation. And that's massive. He's the play caller for this Falcons offense.
I'm not sure he knows that he has to leave. He is the offensive play caller. I don't know what Bowling Green's going to do if he really has to leave.
Charge timeout. Bowling Green, the first of the half.
He kept it going with referee Jeremy Valentine. Again, we showed you some of that. Step for step with him.
Yeah, he's relentless. He fits right in the Philly.
Oh, congratulations. Awesome.
Good luck. Not good luck, but welcome to Philadelphia.
I forgot to mention he also was Tim Tebow's quarterback coach for Urban Meyer.
Wouldn't tell nobody that.
Florida.
No, Urban, like Tim Tebow was good in college.
Oh, he was great in college.
He was great in college.
I got to tell you, this guy's an electric factory. I didn't know anything about him before he got here today. He got thrown out of a game.
That's gangster.
As a head coach.
Yeah, that's pretty gangster right there.
That means
you don't know how to act in public. I mean, I'm okay with that. You know, I've been accused of not knowing how to act in public at times. So, yeah, I'm okay with that.
Now, here's the question. Are he and Sirianni going to end up as like a tag team dynamic duo flipping out on the sidelines? Or do we get a moment where they butt heads together?
No, I would like to see them in a barroom brawl. they could take some folks out.
You know,
Coach?
You know who would not like to see that?
Who was that?
Jeffrey Lurie.
Oh, yeah. Coach Sirianni, they're headbutting people. Yelling and screaming, smashing beers all over the place with a bloody face. I'm like, yeah, and his friend right beside him. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Him and what was it? The new offensive coordinator?
Petula.
Petula, him, and all those three? Yeah. They seem like they get it in.
I'm telling you, I knew nothing about Scott Leffler until this morning, and now I am all in. This guy is...
intrigued.
He's wild. And... apparently good. I mean, the Bowling Green offense was putting up points, so he was their play caller. So he's the new quarterback coach here in Philadelphia. All right, back to the phones here. Keith in Fort Worth. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Keith?
Yeah, world champs, baby. I mean, that's all I said on Bourbon Street after the game. But getting to the call, all the speculation is driving me nuts. I mean, how he plays chess when we're talking about checkers here. You know, we have one player that's valuable. He keeps hitting he's unhappy, and I love A.J. Brown, but he wants to be a 1,500-yard, 15-TD-a-year player, and there's just not enough targets here.
So what are we suggesting here? What are we suggesting?
Well, I'm saying as much as I love him, I mean, how he can trade A.J. Brown for the draft capital we need to get Myles Garrett, free up some cap space, and then be able to sign Baum, McKay, maybe Williams, and we can pair Garrett with Carter and Smith and go get a good drafted wide receiver. To pair with Devontae.
Whoo! Hugh, your first reaction
Ooh,
there.
That's too rich for my blood there. That's too rich. That's a lot. As much as AJ has been, you know, a little divisive, not a whole lot divisive, but.
A little divisive.
Not a whole lot. I mean, he's tolerable.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's tolerable. But
I mean, no, I'm not trying to do that, dog. No,
he's tolerable now. He's not doing sit-ups in the driveway, but he's still talking about the passing game, getting Brandon to talk about him.
You know what the problem is?
After the Super Bowl, and I love to do, but he wants more. He wants the ball in his hand more, and I think
you know
he's
what?
Been good.
Keith, they all do. Like, I was listening to Joy Malata. It's just a lot of times we get caught up in the messenger. Because, to be honest, if you're being fair – Jordan said the same thing yesterday, but it's because we feel differently about Jordan and the timing of him saying it. He said the same thing. He said after he won the Super Bowl, it was like, what's next? And I chimed in and said, well, you know, you still have the ring ceremony, so that's when it becomes real. I don't know what that feels like, man. And for them to be that driven, I understand it better, but I will say this. AJ gets the brunt of you know, the ridicule is because of some of the stuff that he's done in the past. But they all feel that way.
I understand that, Hugh, and I'm not saying we should do what we have to do to get – I'm not trying to get rid of AJ, but if we want to get Myles Garrett, you have to go with draft capital, and our offense has more draft capital than our defense, so we don't have to lose Smith. We don't have to lose any of these young ballers out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a crazy. Really that's not a crazy miles, idea. It's not. Do. Yeah, it's not a crazy idea. I know most people will listen and say no because they don't want to subtract a great player to get another great player.
I understand.
Yeah, but it's not an insane idea. Here's what I would say. I would say no, but if the Eagles decide this offseason they want to keep the offense like it was last year, which is not throw it much and run it a lot, then you can rethink having two star receivers, right? Because it's just resource allocation. Do you need two star receivers if you're going to run the ball, 500 times?
And that's what I'm saying. If we really want Myles Garrett, we just stop talking about just defensive players as compensation.
Yeah, Keith, I think it's a fair point. All right, what movie should we watch? Do you have a movie for us?
Yeah, I think everybody's seen it, but maybe Kyle hasn't. Pulp Fiction.
Have you seen Pulp Fiction?
I've seen Pulp Fiction the other day.
All right. Just make it sure. Yeah. Just make it sure. I mean, I got to ask. All right, let's go. Let's go to Juice in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Juice.
What's going on?
All right. So I have a couple points here. First, so we were
got that creak.
Juice.
You said.
Well, I didn't want to lose Juice, but
you said, it's the way you said.
Juice lost the juice. I mean, what are we gonna do? It's a shame because I think Juice was cooking.
He was about to cook.
He was gonna, he was gonna cook you, Ziggy, in the Lehigh Valley. What's up, Ziggy? Ziggy, don't do it to me. Ziggy, don't do it to me.
The moment was too big for it. Well, Ziggy, back. What's up, Ziggy?
What's up, man? What's up? Yeah. Listen, look. The Eagles are worth $1 billion more than they were a month ago. Okay,
tell them, Ziggy.
So I don't give a crap how much not my money's being spent. Go get Myles Garrett. Like, I've been listening to these podcasts of these former defensive players the past couple of days, and they're like, the NFL is struck with fear with the idea of these two guys lining up against.
Are you listening to this, Douglas?
No, so but I'm just trying to figure out how I was wrong, though. I'm still trying to figure out what
I was
wrong
about. He let him cook. He's telling you why you're wrong.
My bad, Ziggy. You got it. The floor is yours. We got $1 billion.
It's just my opinion. That's all. Like, you're not wrong. You have your opinion.
Thank you, Ziggy.
Hold on. Ziggy, every time you yell at me, you tell me I'm wrong. But Hugh's got an opinion.
Opinions can be stupid.
Because been there,
especially on this station.
Actual experience speaks more. Not that, I just take what John Ritchie, what Hugh Douglas, and what Ike Reese has to say with a lot more seriousness.
Why, you think those guys know football or something?
So there's a little bit more respect there. Yeah.
No, Ziggy, you know what, Ziggy? You're the only one. I sat here for the last 3 days, Ziggy. I appreciate it, but nobody feels the way that you do. Everybody thinks that I'm an idiot. And they don't care what I think about
Eagles. They think you're a plant-based panda.
Yeah, an idiot. And they don't care. Eagles fans, want what they want. Kyle sits here every day. I'm Kyle's elder. He talks crazy to me every day.
I mean, he did call you old a couple of times.
And he called me old.
The old thing really stuck. I mean, it stuck in your ribs.
Sometimes old people lose their marbles, man. I'm just like.
Jerry Jones, yep. Hugh Douglas, it happens. All right, go ahead, Ziggy.
Believe me, I'm years past you, Hugh.
Well, Ziggy, we're all in a bad spot.
Party here,
we both in a bad spot there.
You know. We can only watch them do it. We can't do it anymore. So
yeah.
Ziggy, what movie should we watch?
But yeah, go get Myles Garrett. Man.
Okay. What movie?
Yeah, this is a good one. Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy, 48 Hours.
Oh, yes. That is a good Ziggy. I like that one a lot. Ziggy, good phone call. A little 48 Hours. When was the last time you saw that one? It's got to be
48 Hours. It's been a while.
15 or 20 years since I sat down and watched 48 Hours.
You know what's funny? Because to the point you were talking about earlier, the acting. You look at it differently when you're older.
Mm-hmm.
That was a terrible acted movie.
It's great, though.
It was a great movie, but it was terrible acting. Like, because that was one of Eddie Murphy's first movies. And you look at his range now, he's
Shrek.
Much better. Yes, but.
Honky.
Oh, yeah, the new Shrek movie getting killed, too.
Have you seen it?
Wait, is it out yet?
Well, it's not out, but people are mad about the drawing of the Shrek. And you know,
It's a new animation for Shrek.
Yeah, and it's what's her name? Zendaya. Zendaya.
Zendaya?
Zendaya.
Zendejas?
No,
Zendaya.
Zendejas.
Yeah. Well, we just...
So wait a second. So
he's the daughter.
I just told us you're not stubborn.
After I just said I ain't stubborn at all.
I think they
Houston.
Just, I think I'm reading about this. They just took a cue from Hugh.
What?
So it says the DreamWorks will release Shrek 5, but fans are criticizing new animation. The character's glossy and smooth designs. It's like they rub Vaseline on themselves.
Yeah, yeah, Vaseline all over Shrek and Donkey.
I'm seeing this animation.
Is it bad?
It's not good. Yeah, they butchered my boy Shrek, man.
What did they do to Shrek? Why would you change Shrek?
They had a formula. It was working. Well, we also have a new Shrek movie to add to the Harvard Hugh study.
Oh, what was that about the Eagles?
Oh, yeah, the Eagles being going good to Super Bowl. In Shrek years?
Yeah, that's right. So next year, that means we're going back, regardless of who we get.
Well, what did we conclude from that study?
It was inconclusive. Oh. It was inconclusive.
I kind of forgot about Hugh's study about the Shrek movies. And
yeah, so no, that was the shout out to the guy that gave me that, because I was when I stayed in the city, he was like, "Yo, Hugh, you know the Eagles are going to Super Bowl because they win the Super Bowl. They go to Super Bowl every year that there's a Shrek movie that comes out."
No, we found out that wasn't the case.
It wasn't.
It was a lie. It was made up.
It was inconclusive.
But
inconclusive things that you're told are made up.
Yeah. Well, no, that means that there's not enough data. Just kind of like the tush push. Yeah. It's not enough data.
But ultimately,
to warrant somebody saying that it's you know.
But what Sean McDermott said was BS.
Yeah, it was. It was. You know, I try not to say that about Coach McDermott because I know him. And
but he said BS.
But it was that was a bad look on his part.
And but we still do encourage people. If you find something like that,
tell us.
You give it to Hugh so that he can do a deep dive.
Well, that's what Hugh goes home and that's what he does. He deep dives these studies here and he comes back to us with his take.
It's inconclusive.
Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. How should the Eagles approach this upcoming offseason? Run it back or go star hunting? Run it back up to 58% now, only 42% on star hunting. Juice, is he back up? Is Juice ready?
Juice.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
What's up?
How you doing, fellas? Happy
What's
Friday.
Going on, Juice?
Happy Friday, Juice. Man. What's going on?
All right, so a couple points. Hugh, I honestly don't think that I'm capable of walking you back, right? I'm saying as far as bringing you to our side, but I definitely have Kyle's back on that and Joe's back on this one.
Okay.
So here's what I'm saying. One, you keep saying, run it back. There is no running it back. We're going to lose players. We're going to lose Sweat. We're going to lose Williams. We're probably going to lose Bond. Like you say, they're going to overpay for Bond and make it too high for us to bring him back. So you need a defensive player of the year type guy that's going to come in and demand a double team. So my Lotta said it. He's like an animal trying to block him. Imagine having Garrett and Carter on the same line. Now, Hugh, I'm asking you because you're the professional player. How hard is it? Can you double team two guys at the same time?
It's difficult.
You can do that.
Right. It's possible, but how are you going to allocate four linemen to two men?
No, like I said, you're right. You're right. It's difficult. But I got you. My fault, Juice. I thought you were done talking. The floor is yours.
No, okay. And as far as the compensation goes, if we lose Williams, we're going to get a third for him. If we lose a Sweat, we're going to get a fourth for him. That's regardless of the trade.
Yes and no. So, two things. One, you're right, Juice, but those picks will come in 2026, so it's a full year out, right? So, if we give up all the draft this year, we don't get anybody this year. They'll have a lot of picks next year. The other thing, Juice, it's a formula based on how many people you sign versus you lose. So, if they don't sign anyone and they lose those guys, then they'll get picks. But if they sign players to replace them, they aren't guaranteed
sign.
Those picks. Sign, right,
but
sign,
it's,
sign.
It's signed, not
I know.
Trade.
Yep.
So if we trade for Miles, we still get those compensatory picks.
In 2026, yeah, yep.
Correct. Now, as far as giving up Nolan Smith, I'm with you. I would rather keep him, but 6.5 sacks isn't worth me keeping and not getting a transcendent player that's a top five MVP candidate.
So I understand that, but that 6.5 in his second year in the NFL, there could be 11 next year, Juice. What he did in the playoffs was eye opening. I mean, he had 4.5 sacks in the postseason.
Yeah, ain't nobody in the Eagles history did that.
But, Hugh, let me ask you another question. And again, I'm not picking. I'm just deferring because you're the one that played in the NFL. Okay. If you have a good defensive line, they can make your cornerbacks better, correct?
Because it's symbiotic. Symbiotic relationship. Okay. And don't worry about picking with me. Right. Hell, Kyle picks with me every day. Don't worry about that, dog.
Yeah.
Kyle picks with me every day.
So the other thing is it can go both ways, right? So what happens if we have such a good cornerback core? Like the thing I think people are forgetting is we're going to end up probably losing Slay. I don't think they're going to bring him back for the money because we're hurting for money.
Yeah, you're probably right.
If we keep both, like say we keep the first round draft pick, that's guaranteed money we got to pay him. As opposed to if we use that in a trade, we don't have to pay the guaranteed money to the first round draft pick and you get a second or a third that you could sign for cheaper.
Yeah, it's not. You're right. That's an interesting point. The money. I mean, you kind of as you spend more, you're kind of taking away a pretty decent chunk years from now. Yeah, that's interesting.
But Juice, right? what you're paying for is a control. Like that's the thing, Juice. And with a player like Myles Garrett, there's no control there. I mean, you're paying him what he's basically asking for, and when
you. Understand that, and then also, well, his contract would be up roughly, let's say, right around the time that Jalen Carter's going for his big number contract.
Well, roughly, so but he's going to want a new deal now. I mean, Juice, that and Juice, we appreciate the call. That's part of it. Good phone call. He brought a lot
really
there.
Really good. Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
he did, man. And see, this is the thing. I am not opposed to having Myles Garrett here. I need to know how much it costs. Just like that $10 steak that I bought yesterday. I need to know. You know, like I'm not paying for the high ass prices of meat. I'm gonna get that one that's probably been there on his last leg. I'm gonna go home and cook that like right away.
Yeah, but sometimes those aren't that good.
Yeah, I mean, then I'm gonna sue the store I got it from because they can't be selling tainted meat.
You can't
like that.
sue the Browns.
I'm gonna shake some dice with that tainted meat. You put $10 on, I bought that. But no, that's all. It's what do I have to give up? And what else do I have to do in order to make this happen? That's it. And I feel strongly about, say, if that doesn't happen, I think that this organization, this team, this defense, I think they're in a good spot where they can still grow and still do all the things that we want them to do this upcoming season.
Well, they very well might. And the likelihood is it ends up with him not here. I wouldn't say it's like the favorite.
No, I'm gonna get y'all mind right. He going to the Commodores, man.
Oh, that's not making our minds right.
No, I'm just saying, get ready for it because they're about to push
the bearer of bad
all
news.
In. No, I'm just trying to tell.
If he's not here, I need him in the AFC. That's all.
I mean, I would love for him to be in the AFC. I'm shooting for the win, but I'm ready for the loss. That's all I'm saying. He going to the Commodores, though. He going to the Commodores.
If I had to guess, Commanders, Lions feel like the other two teams.
Either or.
That's not great. It's not great. No, it's a problem. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's on the other side. Run it back or go for a star this offseason. Where do you come down as the Eagles? A lot of rumors out there connecting the Eagles to Myles Garrett. We'll get to everyone's phone call. And we do Clearwater check-ins in the 12 o'clock hour. How about a rock bottom check-in? That's next. You know what team I'm talking about.
Hey, yo, the hell with the Sixers, man.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
94 WIP. Breaking news.
Well, we do have some breaking news in the NFL. Hugh, after about a week of Matthew Stafford flirting with the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Giants, he's staying with the Los Angeles Rams. All the reporters out in Indy are saying it's done. He's going to stay. He met with the Rams today. It was kind of weird
for
the last week. Yeah. Well, I saw a report last night that he had worked out contracts with the Giants and the Raiders. Like basically, if him and the Rams decided to part ways, he was going to one of those two teams. But I guess, Hugh, my guess on this was Stafford wanted to see how much someone would pay him. Then he brought the money back to the Rams.
Took a long, hard look at it.
And then, like, wait a second. Is he going to end? Am I going to end my career with the Raiders?
Wait a minute. Those are the two teams he picked out, the Raiders and the who?
Giants. Well, they were the only ones that showed real interest in him.
He was like, did that before. But even in Detroit, they weren't bad because they kind of resurrected that the fan base a little bit when he was there.
We made the playoffs a couple times.
Yeah.
But you only have a couple years left. You're going to waste it with the Giants or the Raiders?
L.A., Vegas is not bad. New York, I'd have probably stayed in L.A.
So, I mean, I think this impacts the Eagles, obviously. I mean, I didn't think it would be a big deal if he got to the Giants. They weren't going to jump up as a contender with him. But the Rams, if we go back through the playoffs, they were the team closest to beating the Eagles. They were the one team that I was scared all week before that game. I felt like I was going to throw up the entire game until Jalen Carter made that sack. Now he comes back there. They're going to be a year older. You know, they're young players, Hugh. That, I look at them
Jared
as
Verse
a contender.
Like they didn't miss a step.
Yep.
With Jared Verse. Yeah, they got some good players over there.
Yeah, they're a contender. We'll see how good they are and what they add this offseason. But Stafford is going back to the Los Angeles Rams. All right, 215-592-9494. Get you aboard here. All right, we got a lot to do this segment, including a rock bottom check-in in a few minutes. And something that was said earlier in the show that kind of flew under the radar, but we can't let it slide the whole time. Ken and Cinnamon sits up. Hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
what's up, Ken?
Joe, you're scared all week before every game, so I don't know why.
But I was really scared of the Rams game. That one got me. And
Hugh, this is nothing to do with sports, but a few months ago I bought a pickup truck.
Yes.
Because I'm retired, and I'm doing a lot of work around the house and stuff like that. Just a used pickup truck. I don't know how I went this long in my life without owning a pickup truck. And it's the greatest thing in the world.
Ken, let me tell you, since I got a pickup truck, I just bought the same truck, just a newer model. It's for about 20 years. I don't want to drive anything else but a pickup truck. It's just so easy to drive. That's it. That's all I want to drive is a pickup truck.
It's the greatest thing in the world, man. I get so much work done around my house. It's fantastic.
And I don't even do nothing, but I like the pickup truck.
I'm retired, so I got to do something.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring some sense to this show, which I'm not sure if that's a core value. I think it is.
It's definitely not a core value, but we could use it once in a while, so you could sprinkle it in.
First of all, Myles Garrett is a better player than Nolan Smith. And Nolan Smith would tell you Myles Garrett is a better player than Nolan Smith.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. But the question is, do you do something idiotic to get him on your football team? And the answer to that question is obviously
yes.
No. Just because he's a better player than Nolan Smith doesn't mean you do something stupid. And here's why it's stupid. So Kyle, being as short-sighted as he usually is, Kyle is thinking about these picks in terms of, well, what are you going to get at 32 anyway? Like, you know, completely ignoring that the number one value of these picks, all of these picks in Howie's hands, is the way he uses these picks to move around in the draft when they target a player he wants. So it's not who you're going to get at 32. It's how many of those chips Howie Roseman has to bring to the table to move around to get what he wants in the draft. As I've said before, and of course it's true, which is why I said it, part of the reason this defense was so good this year is because they embarked on a three-year process, which they completed this year, to get younger, faster, and cheaper. So now you're going to blow that up by bringing in a guy who's going to be in his 30-year-old season, giving him $200 million when you've got Jalen Carter that's due for an extension next year. Quinyon Mitchell, Nolan Smith's going to be due for an extension next year too, by the way. Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean due for extensions the year after that. And so what you're doing is you're taking your Super Bowl window, which is open, because the Eagles are right now the best team in the league and the favorite to win the Super Bowl next year. So that doesn't change. They're still the favorite, but now you have taken your Super Bowl window, which is as long as those rookie contracts stay rookie contracts on defense. And you've shortened it to as soon as you have to give Jalen Carter an extension, because when you're paying Myles Garrett $200 million, you've got less money to extend the guys that are on the rookie contract.
You do. I mean, you're right.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about plant based, there is nothing more plant based than giving away all this crap, all this stuff, because we're afraid he's going to be a commander. That's why you pay Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. So nobody's game record can wreck your game. And they don't, because we've got Lane Johnson on one side and Jordan Mailata on the other side.
It's a cheetah, though,
and the Commanders' entire defensive line is free agents.
Yeah.
So if they trade for Myles Garrett and give him $200 million and lose Daron Payne and Jonathan Allen, are they a better football team? No, because those guys are good football players. So there's just no world in which this makes sense other than, you know, the plant-based world of, well, I want to get him so we win the Super Bowl next year. They're going to win the Super Bowl next year anyway.
Well, so I do think it gives them, and you and I see this more similar than we don't, I think it gives them a better chance next year, Ken, the Eagles, but it would shorten the window. I'm with you on that. It would shorten their window down, you know, I don't know how long it is, like you said, but I think it cuts it off or makes it harder to extend it as long.
I kind of view it as you
cashing in on the window. He's, because I heard him, you bring this point up yesterday about closing the window or shortening the window. He said it's as long as these guys are on rookie contracts, which he stated himself is about the next 2-3 years. Myles Garrett for the next 2-3 years gives you a better chance to capitalize on that window. So I don't really think that point works.
Because, Kyle, because you're talking about the difference between using that window to pay one guy and having that money available to extend the young core of your defense over the next 2 or 3 years. Like, yeah. This math is not hard.
Well, the other thing is how he could turn, like,
he could very easily do this.
Well, but he could. But he also, when we talk about the pick, like the 32nd pick this year, and Ken kind of was leading us there, how he could trade that to someone and turn that pick into 4 picks over the next 3 drafts. I mean, we don't know what he's going to do with the pick. And then those are more cheap talent as these guys get more expensive. Ken, what do you got for a movie for us?
Well, I got to tell you that Big Trouble in Little China is a great movie. But I'm going to go back a little further. I think guys like Kyle's age need to learn what cool is all about. Anything with Steve McQueen in it will work, so I'm going to go with Bullet.
Bullet is a great movie.
I've never seen that one.
Great Bullet. Car chase scene.
Okay.
The greatest car chase scene I've ever seen. In that Bullet Mustang.
Yeah. All right, good one, Ken.
Steve McQueen did all his own driving.
Yeah, awesome, Ken. Ken, enjoy the pickup over the weekend.
And here's another caveat. They're driving through San Francisco, like through all the winding streets and stuff. That's what Kyle, but you know what, Ken? I know you're not on the phone, but Kyle's not a car guy. No, he's not going to appreciate Bullet like that. Mm-hmm. He's not.
He's a star hunter.
I like the movie Cars.
Cars is very good.
That was good. That was a good movie.
And I hate to do this to Ken, but I have access to what I think is just a wonderful database here. These phone lines, and I can search your name and see what takes you've had in the past.
We chronicle the takes?
I can just see it if I so desire. And pretty adamant about not wanting Saquon Barkley. I just would like to point out.
Well.
Not like the pause, though. It's the pause.
I know it hurts.
That wasn't a great one. Yeah.
Joe was like, well.
I mean, Kyle's bringing receipts. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
No, Kyle plays dirt. You know, Kyle plays.
I do play
below
dirty.
The belt, though. He likes to.
You know what's funny? And this is fine. I mean, this is part of what we do. People bring receipts to us about what we say all the time. We rarely bring the receipts to the caller.
You know, I know Ken can take it, so it's...
Yeah. Here's the way I view that. I'm not the only one wrong all the time.
That's right.
Somebody else has been wrong
since I've been here.
Again,
I don't know why we keep having this.
There is something about growth and admitting you're wrong. I've reached a stage in life where I say I'm wrong every day.
We did a whole show about what were you wrong about. It was like pulling teeth with you.
I'm not stubborn.
You got to do it one day.
I'm not wrong and I'm not stubborn.
I'm not stubborn.
It's so liberating to just say, you know what? Screw it. I was wrong.
No. You know what Kyle is? Kyle's the type of person, if he's in a street fight and if it's not going his way, Kyle gonna hit you in the nuts.
I'll kick you in the balls.
Kick you in the nuts.
Yep.
Kyle will kick you squaw in the nuts. And look at you, and then hit you with the haymaker and put you to sleep.
I'll put my thumbs through your eyes.
We all know that. We can see it. That's no one is surprised.
I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying he's a nutcase.
It's a street fight, man. I don't know what you're capable of.
Hey, speaking of that, do you know that there's a town in Pennsylvania called Blue Ball, PA?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
There's Blue an Intercourse, PA.
There's a I didn't know that though. Intercourse, PA. But I said Blue Ball.
Are you planning a trip to Blue Ball?
No.
Okay.
Joe, after he said he realized.
Well, you know what?
No, I'm not playing. I'm not trying to go to Blue Ball. I'm not trying to go there.
But I asked because was it the algorithm or are you looking at a map?
No, because I was riding down the street when I was going home the other day. Because, you know, traffic going to Delaware has been kind of crazy. So I had to ride through it's called Chichester, right?
Chichester, yeah.
So I'm riding through Chichester. Chichester. So I'm riding past, and I see a street, and it's called Blue Ball Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, Blue Balls Avenue. No, it's called Blue Balls Avenue.
Oh, it's Blue Balls Avenue?
Yes, it's Blue Balls Avenue.
Speaking of Blue Balls and intercourse, I feel like that's the way, that's the perfect transition to what we heard Hugh say earlier today.
What are you talking about?
Well, you were describing, like, you were talking about movies and you getting gigs, and this came up. Adult scene.
You know, sometimes.
You said that no one teach you up. You just volunteered that.
No, I meant like, you know, like say I might be, you know, I had to take my shirt off or something. I'm like,
when you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn.
I forgot about that one.
I did.
You know how often I say we're going to do things, and then I say I ask for forgiveness instead of permission?
Yes.
If you're planning on some adult scene, you probably should go tell management before you do that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I don't know if that's going to work out well.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get naked on camera.
What is going on?
That did sound bad.
It sounded
and
terrible.
As soon as I said, I'm like, yeah, that dog don't hunt. That dog does not hunt.
All right, speaking of, Herb in the North Northeast. What's up, Herb?
All right, what's up, boys? What's going on? All right, so I've been watching some of this. I watched a couple of days of it.
The Combine. You're scouting?
Yeah, the Combine, they had the defensive linemen. There's a lot of linemen, linebackers. They look good. I mean, in the first and second round, you shouldn't have a problem getting a lineman or a linebacker. But I don't know, there's this one guy that's a wide receiver that wanted to mock, you know, these guys that do the mocks and all that in the the kid was from Missouri. He's pretty good, this wide receiver. He's got real good hands. He's
what's his name? Burden? Luther Burden, is that his name?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That guy's pretty up and up, so you know.
So you want a wide receiver, Herb? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what I see on the TV, they flash up.
Sorry.
I mean, this is what I need you to do, Joe.
Okay.
Go do your homework this weekend. How much money? First of all, every team should get $300 million for the year. This $279, they're undercutting. NFL's undercutting.
Oh, you think they're not being fair to the players?
If you want the teams to be more competitive, you should make it $300 million, okay?
Well, they did bump it up from like 255 to 279.
They bumped it up. It's only a 20 million or whatever. But the thing is that go add up how much money that the Eagles that are got guys on contracts. What's the total amount? And then talk to me next week, okay? What I would do if I was Howie Roseman, okay, if you're allowed to do this. You give a guy like the linebacker, you give him X amount of money, and then let's say he's agreeing to $15 million. Give me a 4-year contract for $60 million. I guarantee you $50 million guaranteed. Okay, now some of that money can I disperse it to you, after your. You know, like once you leave the team,
like deferred money,
like the Shohei Ohtani situation.
Yeah, no, the football players aren't doing that. You can't
deferred.
They want it up front.
Deferred money.
No,
that's the way you can sign all these guys. If you want to sign all these guys, you can do deferred money.
I don't know if you can.
That's right. Joe, he just told me.
Well, I don't know. You need to check in. Ask your boy up there in New York. Runyon or Troy Vincent.
Oh, yeah, we'll text Runyon, yeah.
If you can do deferred money.
I think he's the discipline guy.
Don't you know these guys, Herb?
Herb, what movie should we watch this weekend?
What movie? Dude, I don't watch movies, man. I watch sports.
He makes
them. You know, the other day, the Sixers game, I went to bed because I had some... I got some kind of stomach problem with my food. I must have hit some bad food a couple of days ago.
Sounds gross,
I couldn't believe they actually, the game was tied up,
yep.
And he throws the ball, and Paul George went the wrong way.
George
and,
Paul.
What's his name? Yeah, and Brunson got it and put it in.
Yeah, they stink.
I mean, crazy.
I know.
105-100. them guys were hustling in the fourth quarter.
Well, it's about time. All right, Herb, hope you feel better this weekend with the stomach and no movies for Herb. Herb, we appreciate it. Herb doesn't watch movies.
He was insulted that you.
I know. He's a sports guy. Movies.
It was a lot.
All right. Well, he brought it up. Can we do a quick rock bottom check-in on the Sixers? Here's Stephen A. yesterday on why Daryl Morey might get fired soon. Let's listen
to this. Harris, I want to make sure everybody understands this. Josh Harris, the owner of the Sixers, is also the owner for the Washington Commanders. Who's a co-owner in his group? Magic. It would happen to be Irvin Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. And if you Daryl Morey, I don't know whether it's true or not, but if rumors are correct that Josh Harris told you he was leery on giving Joel Embiid a max extension, and you said, Daryl Morey, it had to be done. If those reports are true, change is coming to Philadelphia. It's just a prediction.
So I don't know if that's true or not. If it is, that is a disaster for Morey. Because when he got the extra money, the $190 million, we all assumed it was like, well, the ownership wanted it. They want to get the stadium. If Morey was the one that thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, he might be. Heads might be rolling.
You got to pack those bags.
Yeah, you might want to get out of town.
Maybe sell your house to Miles Garrett or something like that. But this is not going to work out long term.
Yeah, they about to let you go.
Yeah, every day it is a new low with that basketball team.
It's crazy.
They play the Warriors tomorrow night. So Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry.
I might try to go to that game.
Yeah?
Why?
Yeah. Isn't it obvious?
Free meal.
That and to see the Golden State Warriors. I'm wrong for that. That's wrong.
To see Steph Curry?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see the Sixers.
I might go see Maxie.
Yeah. What about Paul or George Paul?
See Joel Embiid sit on the bench chilling.
You don't want to see Paul after he gave up the podcast?
He's a new man.
He's been working hard in February. When did the basketball season start?
In October.
Yeah.
He's in now. He's all in now.
A little late.
You can say that for the whole season.
Just in time, some say.
I probably would have kept that one to myself. I'm going to get in shape 2 months into the season.
Could you imagine if you, as a player, had a podcast?
I hear it every day. What do you mean?
I would probably do a lot more cursing. I would definitely have to be on a channel where I could do it because I had to do a lot more cursing. When you're doing the porn, but you don't want nobody to see you doing the porn. I would probably get in trouble because a lot of people would probably say, "Why you got to cuss all the time?" Because I'm comfortable. I'm with my friends. We're talking. It's a pot. It's not like we're talking at a bar.
Unfortunately, for the dump button, you do that during our show sometimes.
Sometimes I get way too comfortable.
You do.
I gotta pull it back.
It's usually, you know, when we end up talking about defensive ends, that's when Hugh gets the most fired up. Mm. I mean, it's this guy.
No, it's been a couple times where we just talking about certain things and I just get fired up.
Yeah.
Why has Hassan Reddick been on four other freaking football teams? But you know what? I'm learning. It's like the thing that I've learned since I've been here, especially these last couple days, nobody cares about that. We're so passionate. Don't nobody care. We don't care how it gets done. No. Just get it done.
Just figure it out.
Learning? You almost cursed like twice in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah, I did.
And you talked about doing adult scenes. I mean, you did that. And that was unprompted. No one forced it.
I meant like grown up, like, you know, I meant like meaningful acting scenes. Because if I get into this Tubi thing, man, I want to help raise the bar. On Tubi.
From what I understand, it won't be hard.
Yeah, I'm going to help raise the bar on Tubi.
quick NFL note. We let you know that Stafford is staying with the Rams. Hugh, guess we get some news out of Indy. Guess who the Giants might be pivoting to now that they got the N.O. from Stafford?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh,
Jameis Winston.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, listen,
desperate,
that just goes to
desperate,
show you
desperate, desperate.
That just goes to show you how much teams need that position. And you know what? You know what would be funny if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Giants? They'll be a better team. I mean, that's no joke.
I mean, they played Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They'll be a better team.
But he's
the Jets
stunk.
Were worse with Rodgers than they were with Zach Wilson.
Well, I think because to be
so
honest,
old.
He was divisive.
And he's old.
He's still divisive.
Well, he's still divisive. But I do think, let me tell you what I think is going to happen.
He's cooked.
I think, this is what I want to see happen. I'm not rooting for it, but I got a strong feeling that it might. They're going to put hands on Aaron Rodgers if he try that stuff that he tried with the Jets, with the Giants. Because those young cats, they were calling folks out all year long.
They were
calling.
Malik Nabers and Kayvon Thibodeau.
They're going to spree well.
They're going to scream Will Rogers, and I'm here to see it.
This is the saddest end to any great career I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
he going to get whomped in practice one day for talking crazy. He going to try that.
Oh, like when Draymond punched his teammate?
Yeah, because he threw wow. He threw some of his Jets teammates under the bus.
Meanwhile, he sucked.
Yeah, they're not going to – I don't think them kids in are going to go for that.
again. All right, for everyone that we didn't get to, we apologize. We were busy trying to keep you from not cursing on the air.
No,
you guys.
No,
this guy needs a full weekend.
Belt to ass. For real.
Call me, buddy.
All right, you guys have a great rest of your Friday and weekend. Afternoon show coming up next from Chickies. We'll talk to you on Monday. Have a great weekend on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!